or coffee ring. Mm. Or a strudel. I would have a, you know, we'd think of it as a piece, an apple strudel, piece of apple strudel, then it would be a, I think of it as a coming out of a hole, you know. But those Danish pastries and all that's individual. Mm-hmm. Donuts and all that.
What types of donuts do you know of?
Well, are you asking me like Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Are you asking me what kinds, like, you mean when I walk into Krispy Kreme, what do I have to choose from?
And I don't name all 20 varieties.
Oh, well, chocolate covered.
Okay.
Glazed, cream filled, dipped.
What would you call one that was filled with jelly?
Jelly filled.
Would you ever call it anything else?
I wouldn't call it a jelly roll.
Did you ever hear of a Bismarck?
Yeah, I've read of Bismarck's. I've read that in reading. I've read of Bismarck's people, but no, I would never use that term.
Do you have a name for a rectangular frosted donut?
A rectangular frosted donut. Does it have anything in it?
I don't think so.
It's just a, like a honey bun.
All right. Did you ever hear of a long john?
No, I have a slight fondness of northern terms. I love pastries, and I... How about donuts are my favorite, and I thought I'd heard of every kind of Long John is underwear, if you ask me.
How about a twisted donut?
It's cruel. Cruel.
Okay, good. What do you call the sweet stuff that's spread on donuts?
The sugar. The sweet stuff. It might be dipped in something, or it might be a powdered donut, which would be sprinkled with sugar. But as far as one that's spread on.
Well, what about the stuff that's spread on, say, coffee cakes? It's made of powdered sugar and water or milk.
Are you talking about the icing on them? I'll call it icing.
Okay. Would you call it, if it were on a just a cake from a bakery, is that the icing?
That's the icing on a cake.
Okay. Would you ever say icing on a donut?
No, they're always covered or coated.
Okay, good. Do you have a name for a very large or pretentious finger ring?
Dinner ring.
Okay. Anything else? Slang terms?
Gaudy.
What about knee-length shorts?
Bermudas.
Okay.
Pedal pushers are longer than Bermuda shorts.
What about shorter than Bermuda shorts?
Short shorts.
Mm-hmm. Any other types of shorts?
Culottes. They're not short. No.
Is the term hot pants ever used anymore?
Oh, that went out 10 years ago.
Okay. What would you call clothes that are previously owned by somebody else?
Hand-me-downs.
Now, is that just clothes in the family?
It's a hand-me-down. It's a hand-me-down. I don't care who's handing it down to whom.
Well, suppose you went out and bought it in a...
That's a hand-me-down.
It's still a hand-me-down.
It's a hand-me-down. Uh-huh. A used dress is a hand-me-down. Mm-hmm. Somebody's handing it down.
Do you have any slang terms for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Very chic, very, fashionable, use that term a lot. Classy. Mm-hmm. That's it, that I can think of.
Okay. What would you put your winter clothes in the closet to store them during the summer?
Plastic bag. Storage bag.
All right. Would you have a different name for the kind of bag that comes back from the dry cleaners?
No. Plastic bag. No. I would have a different name if I bought a garment bag. I'll call it a garment bag if I went out to Rich's and bought one that was thicker and more quilted to look. Call that a garment bag.
What about the type of bag that you might put a suit in to carry on an airplane?
Clothes bag.